off the parts that are not.
How you doing?
Kevin Carr.
Nice to meet you.
I don't recall, but my ECA is right there. I know we can ask her afterwards.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome here to the meeting with Cornerstone with Councilman Carrico, and I'm Councilman Mike Gay. I'm the District 2 City Councilman. I'd like to welcome everyone here, and we'll go ahead and start over here with Daryl Joseph. Everybody to introduce herself, and we'll get it going.
Good morning, Daryl Joseph, Parks Department.
Cindy Pearson, school board member for District 3, where Cornerstone is located.
Mike Gay, City Council District 2.
Kevin Carrico, City Council District 4.
Wagamuth, Executive Director of Cornerstone Classical Academy.
April Carney, school board member District 2.
All right, thank y'all. And everyone, please make sure you've signed in to the meeting. There is comment cards back there if anybody here at the end that wants to do a comment, speak, then we'll open that up there at the end for a few minutes. But moving forward here, the gist of the meeting is Cornerstone is, and Edie, I'll kind of let you elaborate on what y'all have been doing at Brookview and what your vision is for and your needs are. And then we'll we'll go to Daryl and different ones to see what kind of solutions we can come up with.
While you're filling that out, just a reminder, there is a PUD. Is it filed or being filed on the property? So as a PUD, that's a quasi-judicial matter. So even though this is a public notice meeting in the sunshine, Mr. Gay and myself can't give any pro or con. Hey, we like this idea, or we think this is a bad idea. We'll have to claim this as part of our ex parte before we vote on it. But in this meeting here, we can ask questions, but because there is a PUD, I just want to remind everybody the sensitive nature of that. We can talk through the park stuff and be as transparent as we want, but we are bound by that. So just so we're all aware, so it doesn't seem like we're just flaking out on answering questions or not giving an opinion, but that is something I wanted to bring to everybody.
Go ahead, Edie.
So Cornerstone is in its fourth year of having a school, and it started in August 2020, and it started as a K-6 school that's growing forward through 12th grade. So we started athletics at Cornerstone when we started the school, and it's grown. And our desire was to partner with the city and to help rehab a park that's really close to our school and to do the work and to invest money in it. And so we were on a good path. There was a city employee that was working with us, and our parents were partnering and were doing things, and we just want to see what we can do, because Cornerstone didn't really understand that it was a Duval County school property. We just thought it was a city park. That was, I don't know why, I mean, it's just probably our wrong assumption. So Brookview is an elementary school that's right down the street, and we feel like we could be good partners with Brookview, with Duval County, to help maintain that park and to make it a regulation field that can be useful for Brookview, for us, for the community. And we started some improvements last year. Our parents painted, and we worked on the grounds, and the city did repair at least patch a roof on one of the vandalized buildings that's there. But we need help if we're going to use it again, because the bathrooms really don't function, no lights, and there's some hazards on the grounds of this park. So that was the intention, is to help be part of a solution to bring this awesome, incredible piece of property to improve it and to make it useful and safe and you know, an asset for that surrounding community. Because right now it's vandalized and it has homeless that stay there. We would clean up the homeless bedding and all of the things every time that we went down there to use it for a practice. It's all, right now it's being used by a soccer group, like a club team. But ongoing, we would love to see it revitalized. We rent Ford, Ford Regional Park down kind of in Bay Meadows area, and the city's done a phenomenal job. It's like the best field in the city. So we want to just be a part of helping rehab something that's run down that has real wonderful potential for kids and schools.
Mr. Joseph, if you can kind of elaborate on the dynamics of the park itself, the joint use, and so forth.
Through the chair and to the committee, yes, Daryl Joseph Parks Department and everything the executive director just mentioned is correct. It is a joint use agreement that we have with the school board. It is a facility that we are in the process of doing improvements. There's an old concession stand building that is beyond its useful life that we will be taking down this year. So from that standpoint, there are improvements. So one of the things that we mentioned, and we have partnered well with Cornerstone to use that site. But again, it is a school board facility that we also have other partners that use as well. So there is no specific dedicated agreement with Cornerstone that says this is your home. I don't have the authority to actually allow that unless we go through a competitive process. The school actually uses is doing today. There's uses where they bring their PE classes out. And then the other component that I think is beneficial is there's a neighborhood right there as well. So the thing that we're looking to do is engage the neighborhood to see what they want, and working with Councilman Carrico as far as what those improvements look like to make sure, one, the school is protected, two, the neighborhood is protected, and then three, that it's a valuable asset for the community. There's a lot of demand as far as field usage. As mentioned, Fort Family, we put in artificial turf fields there just from the standpoint of being able to make sure they're maintained and available and expand out the amount of use that is available for our fields. So everything that's been said is correct. Honestly, I'm glad we're having this meeting so we can come to a resolution as far as how we move forward at this location.
Thank you, Mr. Joseph. So the school board members and everybody, Daryl, the property is the school board's, and it's a agreement for the city to utilize it.
Chair, yes. So when the school board is not using, we have opportunities and access to using it. So after school hours and on the weekends.
Pearson, would you like
sure.
to?
There are other parts to the process. If any outside group would like to use a facility at a school, there is a facility use agreement, and they initiate that through the principal. At the school, I would expect that there would be a fee involved in that rental, like there would be if someone wanted to use a part of the building or another part. But another part of it, and I know this mm-hmm. because I have three children. Two have graduated. One's currently in. They all play sports. We're very busy. But through middle school, I know that our middle school athletic directors are scrambling to find fields. So it's not just and pools. I'll throw sure. that in there. and diamonds and everything else. So I am texting with our district athletic director right now to find out if after the construction is done, because nobody can use Brookview right now, but after the construction is done, if she knows of a DCPS school that has been waiting to use this, because I do know that especially for baseball season, all of our middle schools don't have baseball facilities, and there may be somebody waiting to use, and I don't even know if there's a diamond.
So right now there's an age facility.
Mm-hmm.
So what we previously had permitted out there was baseball. There was a group that was doing baseball as well as soccer.
Okay.
And then flag football, because that flex field could be used for multi-sports. So those were the uses that were being done at the park.
Okay. And I just waiting to hear from her if she knows if there's somebody who's waiting for that space after it's rehabbed.
Okay.
And I think the better question would be to the school, what time of day, and we met last month, what time of day would you all be looking to use a facility?
Right now, we're done with our football season in the next couple weeks, so we've been renting Fort Family,
sure.
So we're good with that, but just, we have baseball in the spring, and we would love to, you know, utilize that. I just didn't know if there was a way that we could help the city in part, like all three partner, since we have a very engaged parent group that have businesses, they wanted to help with the grass and the fences and all of that. I just feel like it's a way for us to invest. I know you've had, and I know there's a bidding process. I talked to a former city person that was helping us last year with, as far as, you know, kind of earning, you know, a partnership over time and seeing the labors and the investments. I think you do that with University Christian, with their down there. They kind of help and upgrade a bit of turf field or something, I think I remember. So that's kind of what we really would love to pursue, is just our families are the most engaged families I've ever seen at a school. They just really want to partner and to help. So that's what we're doing. So really, any time that we could find to do it is what we would be thankful for.
What are y'all, are you running middle school and high school?
We have a couple JV teams right now that we're not fully, we don't have a 10th grade yet. So we have like a middle school volleyball JV team. And we've been running a church gym, but they've just stopped letting anybody, Duval Coastal and us were using it. And now we begged them for September, but now we're having to finish up volleyball at JJBA, which I don't know, do y'all know what JJBA is?
Yeah.
So we're there for the next couple of weeks of volleyball, but so that option that we've used for 2 years is over. So we're scrambling for basketball. We're reaching out to YMCAs, Boys and Girls Clubs. And I mean, schools use their properties. You know, there's like, why do you just use public schools? Public schools use them constantly, all of their facilities.
They're double and triple booked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're renting, we have a football game. We're renting, and the city approved us to, or Duval County approved us to rent Fletcher Stadium for our football game. So that's been great. It got rained out, but we're going to try to reschedule that. We've done that. That was a great provision for. We only have one home game this year because we have no facilities, but this group that we're playing had no home facilities. So we were like both scrambling to find some place to play. But, and I understand it's like a personal problem with our school, but if there's any way we can be part of the solution to make more facilities, that's kind of the goal.
So winter sports are
basketball,
soccer, wrestling, weightlifting, and there's a slow pitch. So of those on the high school level, which ones are you doing?
Just basketball for JV, for girls and for boys.
Okay.
And some of our kids do wrestling over at Sandalwood because, you know, charters can go to the
right
school. So that's just the biggest concern now is a gym.
So you need a gym for the winter.
And then we'll need a baseball diamond for probably, I don't know if we're going to have enough. It just depends how many students come out for the team. So I'm not really positive about baseball. I think we have enough for a JV. We won't be a full JV team until we have a 9th and a 10th grade next year, but we need something. We rented Rondette Park. We rented that. Some,
that's the one I was, I think, telling.
By kind of Fort Caroline last year. But again, there's a shortage and a scramble to secure anything.
Now, at Brookview Park, that what we are talking about today, what would y'all's ideal?
For baseball. That was the original intent. Whoever, I mean, is in charge and makes these decisions. What we talked about a year ago was moving the playground, because the playground is in the way of the diamond. It can't be a full, it's like a smaller field, but if the playground was moved, which they can do, and the fence moved back a little bit, which our fence parents were going to like help make that happen, that would make it an actual regulation field that any school could use. And I think that would be the goal. But there is, it's a large area, and I think there's room for, I don't know if it would be a regulation. I don't think there's room for regulation soccer, but the diamond was what we were hoping to access.
Yeah, isn't it? Brookview is not a lot of space there, and then parking becomes a challenge as well. It's one of the reasons why we were taking down this big two-story concession stand building, really to open it up and then kind of really do space planning with that facility. So that's the game plan that we're at currently. If I can ask one question, so in your long-term plan with your campus that's going through the PUD, are there any recreational facilities as part of that?
All the recreational.
Okay.
So to, for me to understand, you plan on having baseball and your football?
There is a way to do a diamond on a field, so that's what our goal is. But, I mean, that's years away because that's not in phase one. The gym and the upper school building for classrooms because, I mean, we have a huge waiting list and we're maxed out.
So the follow-up to the meeting that we had last month, the location that I recommended, which is in Council District 4 as well, was Beechwood Park. There's a field there that I've been trying to get activated, not too far from FSCJ South Campus. So I would love to, if we had to put money and work in there, no one is using that site currently. So I would love for someone to use that site, and if we need to put some TLC into it as a short-term solution, as I mentioned in that meeting, that would be the location that I would recommend. You go take a look at it and see if it works for your needs.
Now, Daryl, have y'all looked at the possibility of doing a multi-purpose field to where it's a combo football, baseball?
So I think that could work there as a multi. And Councilman Carrico's, we had a meeting out there a couple months ago. The neighborhood group is looking for some influx in that area. So we are already planning to do something there. So if it could be a flex multi-use field, I think that could easily work, and there's no conflict with the school. There's no conflict with other athletic associations. It could really become a short-term home for you, and it's right off of Beach Boulevard.
I mean, we travel all over,
right,
anywhere and everywhere.
Happy.
I want to jump on that before somebody else finds out about it.
Is that field, will that be like for spring baseball? Is that going to be ready to use?
So, again, anything between now and spring, we have months. Typically, when I'm asked to do something, is days. So we can get it to that point. Again, I just want to see that space activated.
Yep.
We would absolutely love to partner, fundraise for it, do whatever it takes to make it accessible. Because it's a struggle. I'm not the athletic director, but I manage the athletic side of things, and I just want it for the kids.
Right.
Councilman Carrico.
Yeah, if I could jump in just as the district councilman, both parks, we would welcome some TLC. I don't have to tell you, Daryl, that they're not exactly the shining lights in the district with our parks. We have some great parks in District 4 that we've paid a lot of attention to and put resources in, and unfortunately you just can't do them all every year. So any activation, any fundraising efforts, any help in those parks to bring more people, because more people in activation creates less crime and less blight, and you know that's just a win-win for all. So I'd welcome any and all options as long as you know the purpose, and especially Brookview, there's a lot of people around that area that would want to use it. So I would hate to just have all you know contracts for all teams and there's no public use left. So there's just a middle ground, and Daryl's the expert at figuring that out and doing what works. I didn't think about Beechwood. That baseball diamond is just kind of there. The playground gets used and the meeting room, but the baseball diamond could definitely use a little refresh and activation. That would be good. At some point, while we're all here, I think there's some folks in the audience that are more or less here because of the PUD and then some of the you know neighborhood concerns on traffic and things you know, with the school. So if it's appropriate at some point, I think they'd like to be heard. And I would also, just as a district council person, want to understand, you know, what's going on and what your long-term vision and plan is for that. I've seen the paperwork and I've seen the you know, schematics, but it'd be good to hear from the school on what you would like to do, and maybe so I'll give you that opportunity, and unless there's more park dialogue.
Yeah, just one last thing. So just for the record, I want to be clear, I mean, we're willing to work with anyone. I mean, in order for our parks to be what we want them to be, it's going to take all of us to make that happen. The main thing with Brookview, basically that is we need to rethink that location. And we need to rethink that holistically, not just based off of one group's needs. So that's why I said let's take a break at that location, find somewhere else that we can use while we come up with a master plan that really fits the overall purpose of that park. So that is kind of where we are with that location. Really excited for the partnership with the school, but we really need to take a break and stop patching it and get it right there.
So. Agree. Thank you, Daryl.
I was just going to tell you, PK Young in Gainesville, if you have not looked at their multi-use field, I would definitely take a field trip down there, look at it, and talk to people who have played on it and see if that's really the way you want to go. Because we had a soccer game down there, and so just PK Young would be a good example of someone semi-close who's done that multi-sport field, integrating baseball into a field.
I just want to throw that out there, that they were like, we got to do this, we got to do that, or it won't be an authorized field. So I just wanted to say that was their biggest concern with the last group that we were working on, is that it was done so we could actually have a real FHSAA game there at the site.
Right. And that's critical as well. But Daryl, he does a tremendous job in the parks, and he is up on all the regulations, and it's the amount of regulations for all the different sports can be quite in depth. And so I've worked with Daryl over the years, and he does a great job. And I think this other Beechwood Park could possibly be a solution. I foresee us having more dialogue on this. We want to, as a city, I want to help, everybody I can, and this being not my district, but still, I want to support what we're doing, school board, and it's critical that we get the kids the facilities they need to have. We're forced with, nowadays, all we hear is about kids in the streets, and they're troublemakers. Well, we don't give them the parks, and we're not putting, we got to put more into our parks and give them a place to go to where, they are out of trouble. So, that being said, we'll go ahead and open up for public comment. And do we have the speaker cards? No speaker cards? Okay. If you would,
I don't think they know that there's cards back there. If you want to talk, you can fill one out afterwards.
Yeah,
just so we have a record.
But when you come on up and speak, state your name and address, and
three minutes is typical what we do in a public comment setting.
Thank you very much. I'm Don Waters. My address is 10430 Fraser Road, Jacksonville, Florida. I'm a native of Jacksonville. I have my two daughters are both teachers and or coaches. I'm a coach myself for many years as a parent coach of basketball, soccer, and softball, and a champion coach as well within that. So I fully support everything for the kids, as I have seven grandkids now. We're also getting pretty active, or have been active in sports. So I fully support the school system. I'm a believer in the charter school system as well. The reason I'm speaking today, because it is a public meeting, and because of the opportunity to address the Cornerstone Classic Academy, which is adjacent to my Waters Ridge apartment complex on St. John's Bluff Road, which I completely finished and built out the 184 units in 2019. Now, my over 200 families that live in the apartment complex have been dramatically impacted by the opening of what I consider this Cornerstone Classic illegal school, impacted by safety. My families take their lives at risk every afternoon in trying to get past the hundreds of charter school Cornerstone parents that are lined up for over 2 hours a day to try to pick up their students. The school, since opening in, 2020, has been incredibly uncooperative and incredibly careless about my 200 families' health and welfare and safety. It's a traffic and safety issue that I'm concerned about. The school now, and I say it's an illegal school because, as I will be pointing out very strongly in the next few weeks, the school was allowed to open under the 1996 church PUD. The 1996 New Covenant Ministries Church, which never gave us any problems or at all for traffic, which was fully operational for over 500 of their parishioners, never gave any problems. Now, my families, plus all of the businesses north of the school, cannot safely exit or enter their properties without a full risk of life and limb. The school absolutely refuses to cooperate. In addition, I just received the traffic report, 2020 traffic report. I just received it yesterday. And that indicates of how they should be queuing, the parents should be queuing into the parking lot.
The 3-minute timer click, but if you want to finish your
into
thought.
Traffic
yeah,
lot.
Go ahead.
Well, I also represent three other properties, if I could mention that, that are affected by this new PUD. Anyway, the school is not doing what the traffic report said, and that is by snaking the incoming parents in their parking lot. In fact, I had a big fight with them when they opened because I suggested they also do it, not knowing that the traffic engineer suggests they do it. They have not done it, and they've not. Now, with the new PUD, where they want to massively increase the size to double the size of their buildings, and ma'am, may I ask you, is it possible to ask a question?
No, this is
not a
question.
How many students are currently? Yeah. Pardon me?
We didn't have a question and answer.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the three minutes is up.
Sorry.
So if there's,
okay.
We
anyway,
appreciate
thank
you,
so much for letting me at least enter into the public record some of the facts. I'd also ask if my associate could speak.
If there's anybody else that wants to speak, we'll allow another 3 minutes.
I'm the leasing manager at Waters Ridge. I'm also responsible for residents, relations, new residents existing.
What's your full name?
Ben James. Yes,
thank you.
So I also live at the property with my wife and our 2-year-old. So just to kind of echo what Don said, the real concern is just traffic and safety and the queue of cars that lines up Monday through Friday at pickup that starts at the school and can go all the way to 295. Just a static row of cars that oftentimes parents will stop at our entrance and exit way and block our residents from entering, exiting. There's been a lot of yelling matches. You know, you hear horns honking regularly. It's the concern is just one day somebody's going to get hurt out there. The main problem is exiting the property, turning right onto St. John's Bluff, going southbound, is a blind turn. With all the cars stacked up, going southbound, they take the whole right lane. There's only one lane open. So cars are flying down that one lane. My residents are pulling out, going right, and they're just hoping that they're not going to get T-boned daily. So I've seen a lot of cars have to slam on their brakes. You know, I've seen people call the cops. I've seen parents and residents yelling and screaming at each other. It's just my concern is one day I'm just going to get the bad news that someone's been T-boned, and that's it. So we've, like Don said, we've tried to work with them. We've tried to have the snake process work in the parking lot. That hasn't seemed to go anywhere. But right now it's just literally a mile of cars every day down St. John's, blocking multiple properties. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
My name is Joe McClure.
I work a lot at different levels. 11071 Losco Pines Court. I'd like to share my opinion as a compare and contrast. Here we start with an apartment complex and a church and wind up with a school. At Wilson, we started with a school, and now we've got a huge increase in traffic caused by two large apartment complexes. Three. This young lady right here, I heard her say something about her kids earlier. I was at the Planning Commission meeting when all this happened, and it was all this public outcry, and I listened to the gentleman who was put on the spot from the traffic department. And there was really no good answers. What I see is a lot of things happening over the decades in Jacksonville that just don't add up. And I would hope that council members in this next term would take the opportunity to really take take a look at how we do zonings, how we do PUDs. When I do them now for my clients, but when I first thought about it, it was almost like a license to steal. And I still feel that way. I try to be ethical about the ones that I do, challenging the owners on why do it this way. We all want Jacksonville to be a better place. We got new city council people here. Hopefully the things are changing. We have a new mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, the hardworking people that are employees, y'all need to be heard. Thank you for your time.
Anybody else?
Just a reminder, the PUD, there'll be plenty of public hearing opportunities with the Land Use and Zoning Committee, with the full council, so you'll have plenty of time for both people that are for it and against it, you know, to come and speak and share their thoughts with all of us before we make a final decision. So I don't know if this is time for you to give any rebuttal or thought or save that for the public hearings that are going to be official.
Traffic studies that we've been doing is to find the best route. We tweak our, we work with JSO, the chief of the schools, the police officer that came and worked with us. We reroute all the time, trying to drain people off of St. John's Bluff, and you know, we're dedicated to continue to improve and try to figure out how all of that whole area. I did want to mention that we met with the Muslim school across the street a couple weeks ago, and I started the conversation with their previous principal last year, working on getting a school zone from the city for both of our schools because they have...
Sorry, that was his timer.
Okay. Anyway, I don't need to go on about this, but I just wanted to say we feel we have some of the similar concerns that Mr. Waters and his leasing manager have about safety because people fly down St. John's Bluff, and they're trying to exit from their school across the street from us, and we're trying to exit. So if we could just have a school zone right between our two schools, we feel that would increase safety and slow the incoming traffic so people could exit easily out of all the properties. But we instruct our families constantly to be respectful and kind. We've gone out there and moved, you know, made sure they stop at the entrances of the businesses. And I've talked to several businesses. I take all the calls and go out of our way to have, you know, good neighbors and and try to work out the problems of our school.
All right, thank you. You know, I understand there's some issues and all that's got to be worked out on other legislation that's come before the LUZ and the council. On this topic, I appreciate everybody coming together and trying to find a solution for the park sports activities. And I'm hoping, you know, we can have more dialogue and get some solutions that's beneficial to everybody. And hopefully what we can do at Brookview is really going to benefit the school there and the Beechwood, that, you know, there's some possible solutions. And so just, you know, I'm here for the betterment of our city, for charter schools, public schools, city parks, everybody to, you know, we maximize the quality of life for our people. And hopefully these other issues that the concerns that, you know, we can all get them addressed moving forward and get a solution where we can get our compass and the pointed in the right direction for everybody involved and make sure that, you know, safety is a top priority. And so with that being said, I appreciate everybody coming out, and the meeting's adjourned.
The same thing like on Hodges. Had both lanes of St. John's parks illegally in the turn lane, and came about this close clipping. So there's, it's, I mean.